USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration will fight a House Judiciary Committee subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn, who was mentioned prominently in the Russia probe report. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
It's going to be up to the attorneys, but what I can tell you is it's pretty clear what Jerry Nadler and others are trying to do here. They don't want to get to the truth. They want to get to this president. And at this point, I don't know what Jerry Nadler thinks he's going to get that Robert Mueller didn't.
Nadler and committee Democrats want to hear more from McGahn, depicted in the Mueller report as ignoring an order from President Trump to fire Mueller, fearing it would be considered obstruction of justice. Two Chicago brothers who say they helped Jesse Smollett stage an attack against himself are suing Smollett's attorneys, accusing them of defamation by continuing to insist publicly that they actually carried out the attack on the Empire actor. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A law firm that specializes in representing child sex abuse victims is now accusing the Boy Scouts of America of keeping secret the identity of thousands of alleged pedophiles. An attorney who's representing the firm, Jeff Anderson, says the Boy Scouts failed to tell authorities about more than 7,000 people in its so-called perversion files.
This is a real peril. It's a systemic problem. These are perversion files and secrets held by the Boy Scouts of America across this country.
Two former executives of Rochester Drug Cooperative are facing charges of filling orders that they knew were fake during the opioid epidemic. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman.
Today, we announced the first ever drug trafficking charges against a pharmaceutical company and two of its executives for illegally distributing prescription drugs that help fuel the opioid epidemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has confirmed that at least four American citizens were killed Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. John Clemens has more.
Citing privacy concerns, the identities of the victims were not released. At least 290 people were killed in the series of attacks on nine churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Secretary Pompeo spoke about the bloodshed.
What was supposed to be a joyful Easter Sunday was marred by a horrific wave of Islamic radical terror bloodshed. It's heartbreaking that a country which has strived so hard for peace in recent years has been targeted by these terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
The Treasury Department has missed a deadline for turning in the president's tax returns. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The Trump administration missed a 5 p.m. deadline on Tuesday to turn over the president's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, intensifying a standoff that will likely end up in court. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the majority of Americans do not care about the president's tax returns.
They tried these type of ridiculous tactics in the past to push things like his tax returns. It's already been litigated in the court of public opinion and in the election. The president won it fairly and squarely. He's the president, and no one cares about ridiculous charges about tax returns and all types of other things Democrats are doubling down on today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.